Once again, let's get back to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, and thank you again. This is Milo on Milo's Internet Marketing.com radio program on TalkZone.com. And we're going to move our next segment to Ask Andy. If you have a question, a technical question, which we're going to have Ask Andy in a few minutes, we have some questions for him. Andy's been working with computers for over 20 years. He's worked with both the Macintosh and the Windows-based operating systems. He's created software programs for various companies and individuals. He's worked extensively in setting up and maintaining network systems. Andy has worked for a school district and in the private sector, especially as troubleshooting computer problems. Andy's going to be with us each week to answer your technical questions. And Andy, I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Milo. I'm
glad to be here. The big question that you look on the Internet and read in the PC magazines, and there's a big question out here about viruses. And the Conficker virus is one that's been out since October, I believe. It affects mostly, they're all attacking Microsoft, really. But explain a little bit more. I know it's kind of sitting there not doing much, but what is Conficker?
Yeah, well, Conficker, it's one of the latest super viruses to spread around the Internet. It's got security experts in a panic, as most viruses do. It's infected at least 10 million PCs already at this point, and there's many more vulnerable PCs out there. It's exploiting a network hole, but it's also it makes it very difficult to remove, because it cracks administrator passwords and copies itself to removable drives as well. So it makes it very difficult to remove.
Well, that's what I heard is the biggest problem with that, is that it does go on to USB drives. Everybody uses them now. You know, what's a floppy? People look at you, they don't even know what that is anymore. But it attaches to that, and then you bring it to somebody else and put it in their computer. You put it in somebody else's computer, and it can travel real fast, even though you're not online necessarily.
Correct. Yeah, once you get infected, it's very easy to pass it on to other users.
Okay, what's the cost so far? Much of anything, or is
it
just?
It hasn't done much at this point. Its primary effect has been to prevent people from installing Windows updates and antivirus software updates that could, potentially remove the virus. So it kind of has its own safeguard there. What worries security experts is its ability to launch a second stage. We don't know what that stage is. Potentially, it'll download its own code that could hijack computers completely, steal personal information, commit basic extortion which you'll get a window that says you need to pay $39.99 to remove this virus, and it's that virus that's causing that screen to pop on your computer. So it has security experts pretty worried in that effect.
The unknown sometimes is worse than the known.
Yeah, a lot of times
it is. How do you know that you have it? You've got your computer, it's running, and it seems fine, and you question,
since it's currently sitting dormant, possibly awaiting further instructions, it's very difficult to detect. Without running an up-to-date virus scan, which if you don't have one up-to-date, it makes it difficult to get it. If your internet connection is running abnormally slow, that's a good sign that you may have this virus. If services such as Windows Defender is disabled and you didn't disable it, that's another way of knowing. Or if you're unable to access some security-related websites, like even those to update your antivirus software, that type of thing, you may be infected.
I'd read that recently in the last edition of PC Magazine, and what threw me was that statement that you can't get onto your...
Right. It won't allow you to update your security to effectively... solve the problem.
So at that point, what do you do to stay safe?
Well, Microsoft has already issued a fix for defeating this virus. But for a full 30% of Windows PC users, they haven't downloaded that security update yet. So it's always important, as it is at any time, to make sure that you stay current with your Windows updates and your security updates. You know, the latest versions of Norton, McAfee, they're all capable of detecting this and blocking it if you haven't been infected yet. So make sure you have downloaded all the updates to your antivirus software, not just for this virus, but for any virus.
Because I know you hear a lot of people panicky over this, and I'm not sure the news media doesn't make it worse. Sometimes they scare you at things, but at the same time you have to be cautious. If you get infected and you can log on to a site to get rid of it, it's kind of a dumb question, but do you get a new computer?
No, you don't necessarily have to do that. As with most viruses, there's almost always a solution to it. You know, sometimes it can be expensive. Sometimes, it's too late and you've already lost, valuable data or that type of thing. But there's no reason to buy a new computer if you know you have been infected with this. Most security programs offer ways to remove this worm. If you think you're infected, you can download and run Microsoft's malicious software removal tool. And that, again, is available through Microsoft updates or Windows updates. Follow the directions there to manually remove this virus.
Any idea what the next stage is?
No, nobody knows. It's impossible to know if or when it'll strike again, especially since it's running free and is yet to reveal its true purpose. Since it's capable of downloading additional malicious code, it's also capable of self-updating. So this function allows the worm to take advantage of other security holes once the ones it currently exploits are closed. So it's constantly evolving type of thing. Potentially it could hang around for a very long time, or it could resurface in a slightly different form down the road. Knowing exactly when or where it will rear its ugly head is simply impossible, but you can keep yourself safe by making sure your PC and security software, that includes your antivirus, your spyware tools, your firewall, make sure those are all up to date. Also, be sure to practice good browsing habits. Avoid opening email attachments from unknown addresses. Don't download software from questionable sources. And, stay away from sites whose security and legitimacy you don't know about.
The next question is, what's a good antivirus for people? I know there's many out there, and I'm not going to say we recommend any, but I've read that Symantec, which is a real good one, also really bogs down the computer and slows it down
It's all a matter of opinion. There's plenty of free antivirus and spyware software out there. And then there's also, ones that require subscriptions. And those will definitely give you the most updated security and the most advanced security. And those would be the McAfee or the Symantec Norton. I've found that, Symantec takes less of your processor's processing skills than like a McAfee does or that type of thing. So, my recommendation is always Norton, but McAfee is good. Or there's also free ones out there.
But again, you pay for what you get.
Or you get what you pay for, yeah. Definitely.
AVG, I heard, is kind of good. I have somebody I know that put AVG, can put it on a USB drive, and every time he goes to somebody else's computer, he puts that in first and clears it up to protect
It's definitely
himself.
One of the most popular ones out there as far as the freeware ones go, yes.
But they also have a purchased one. Correct?
Yes, they do.
Purchase.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. That leads us to a next question, I think, about somebody going to start a business on the website. What do you go with, a laptop, a desktop? What do you suggest?
It depends on how you're going to be doing your web-based stuff. If you're taking it on the road, if you're going to do research on the road and constantly updating your website from day to day, then you're going to want to go towards a laptop. If, it's something that you're definitely just going to set up an office at the house or get yourself an office, then the desktop is the way to go. The desktop is going to have more than likely more processing power, more stability. But the laptop, the portability of the laptop can make it very appealing to some.
And we're running out of time today, but next week we'll kind of battle out between Macintosh and Windows.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm a Mac person, and
I prefer the Windows.
Started out as a PC person, went to Mac, and the other plus thing about Mac is almost no viruses at all for Mac, and that's the nice part. We don't worry about the viruses because people aren't going to make a virus for 8% of the market when they can wreck havoc on 92% of the
market. You're right about that. You're right about that.
Well, we're running a little short of time. Next week, we're going to talk about newbies and many other things, and that's about it for today. I want to thank our engineer, Randy Meyer. I want to thank TalkZone.com, but especially you, our special listeners. We appreciate you. Until next time, this is Milo saying so long, everybody.